Welcome back to Inside Shakespeare. I'm your host, Emily Howard, and today we are joined with two special guests, Emilia and Desdemona. Today we will be hearing their insights on how they felt during these past crazy few days. Emilia, you seem to have gone on a roller coaster ride dealing with your relationship with Iago. I find it hard to see how blindsided and trusting you were in Iago. He did do horrible things that you didn't deserve.
Up until the end, I was blinded by my love for Iago. I had always found trust in him, and I wanted to believe the best in him. I have always stood by my husband, and never in my wildest dreams imagined that he could be capable of the tragedy he conjured. Even when Othello told me that my husband had told him the lies, I did not believe him. I stood by him and said, "I know thou didst not, thou art such a villain. Speak, for my heart is full." It was truly heartbreaking and very surprising when I found out what he was capable of, such villainy.
Thank you, Emilia. I'm sure that this tragedy was very hard for you and came as a surprise to you and most people who had previously known Iago as a trustworthy friend. It seems you and Desdemona have similar cases when it comes to betrayal and surprises around your husbands. Desdemona, do you think it was fair for Othello to accuse you of such a sin?
My dear husband was not in his right mind, and he wouldn't hear me out. The man he became was not the man I fell in love with. But I still found it in my heart to love him, blindly. I told him that I am his wife, his truly loyal wife. My heart was full, and I thought he felt the same way, and he would never believe I could do such a thing. He married me because of my loyalty, and I even left my father to be with him. I don't know what I could have done more to prove my love to him. I have never done anything to make him question my faithfulness to him. It was unfair for him to accuse me of such a terrible thing.
That is very sad, Desdemona. I'm so sorry to hear that tragedies you two have endured recently. Desdemona, you seem to be aware of Othello and his undoing, but still chose to go along with the way he treated you. He even at one point hit you. Did this come as a surprise, and how did you feel about this?
I had noticed my husband's behavior had started to change, but I believed that our love would pull through and help us through these tough times. I'm not as strong-minded as Emilia, who isn't afraid to tell her husband how she should be treated.
I believe I should be treated equally in a relationship, and I know what I want, which is why I told my husband I will not charm my tongue. I am bound to speak.
It seems like you two have a strong bond. How did you help each other to get through hard times?
I stood by Desdemona when Othello accused her and told him, "I swear to you on my soul that she's a good, honest person. If you suspect otherwise, stop thinking that right now, because you're wrong. If any jerk has tried to convince you she's bad, I hope God curses him. If she's not honest, faithful, and true, then there's no such thing as a faithful wife or a happy husband. I know she is true and honest and would never do such a thing."
Amelia's friendship is so very, very valuable to me. She was the one person that stood up for me during that time, and she was there with me in the end. Being one of three girls in the area at the time drew us closer together and helped us form a unique bond. We became very good friends and were able to confide in each other, and found a trust and security in one another.
It seems you two had to undergo some very traumatic and heart-wrenching experiences. It is really such a shame you both ended up dead. Thank you for spending your time and evaluating on your past experiences to really let the world in on this tragedy and let the unheard of opinions of you two.
It was a pleasure talking to you and telling Desdemona and I's perspective on our perishment and heartbreak.
What Othello has done to me was terrible, but in the end I will love him forever and hold him in my heart.